内在美跟外在美这个题目的意思啊，大家都知道。
Everyone knows the meaning behind the topic inner and outer beauty.
啊，大概下午参加聚会的弟兄姐妹都是年纪啊比较大的。
Usually for the afternoon service, the attendees tend to be older in age.
年轻人啊都去参加宗教教育的。
The younger ones are attending the RE classes.
所以我们年纪虽然是大，这个外在美啊已经一天一天的消失。
So with age, our outer beauty disappears day by day.
但是我们内在美啊一天新是一天。
But our inner beauty is new every day.
那年轻人当然他本来就外在美。
The younger people are already beautiful outwardly.
因为年轻啊就是美丽。
Because youth is beauty itself.
那外在美啊是可以被看得见的。
Outer beauty, outward beauty is something that we can see on the outside.
那内在美是隐藏，不容易被发觉。
But inner beauty is hidden and it's hard to be discovered.
所以有时候男女在交往的时候，往往所看到的就是看到外在美。
Usually, when someone is dating, they tend to be able to observe the outward beauty.
那内在美呢，必须要用心观察，才能够去察觉。
Inner beauty, on the other hand, needs to be observed with the heart in order to be discovered.
可是人们呢，很容易被外在美所吸引着。
But people are easily attracted by outward beauty.
内在美呢，比较能够持久，外在美有时会随着时间的消失而消失。
Inner beauty lasts longer. Outward beauty, however, disappears with time.
内在美呢，比较实际，比较管用。
Inner beauty is also more practical.
那外在美，虽然是说很好看，但是有些时候也好像不到实际。
Outward beauty may be pleasing to look at, but it's not practical all the time.
比如说我们这朵，这个叫什么花？忘记了，糟糕啊！兰花，兰花很漂亮。
For example, the orchids here look very beautiful.
但是你当肚子饿的时候没饭吃啊，这个兰花也不能够当饭吃啊。
However, when you are hungry, you cannot eat this orchid.
漂亮的东西啊，有时候不是很实际。
Sometimes beautiful things are not necessarily practical.
那内在美呢，是可以被培养的。
Inner beauty can actually be cultivated.
那外在美有时候是与生俱来的。
Outward beauty, a lot of times comes.With genetics.
So, 有些时候人们说，有几件事情人们是没有办法去改变的。
There are things that we say we cannot change.
性别啊，不能够改变。
Our gender, we cannot change.
不能够改变我们父母亲，生下来他就是我们的妈妈，就是我们的爸爸。不能够说我不喜欢他就改变。
We cannot change our parents. We can't simply say because we don't like them, they're not our parents.
肤色是白的、黑的、黄的，生下来就是这样子。
Your skin color, whether it's black, yellow, or white, you were born with,
不能够改变的。
It is not changeable.
啊，美跟丑也是不能够改变的。
Beautiful,
生下来就是这样子。
Beautiful and ugliness is also not changeable. You're born with them.
有的人生下来就有天生的缺陷。
Some people are born with infirmities.
当然有些缺陷可以现在科技发达可以被弥补。
But with the technology today, you can actually make up for what you don't have.
但内在美呢，可以用后天来培养。
Inner beauty can actually be cultivated in the later part of life.
所以内在美才是真正的生命。
And it is actually the true life.
比较主要说它没有外在美。
Our Lord Jesus did not have outward beauty.
但是他那个内在的生命力非常强盛。
But the inner life was very strong.
你不相信的话，我们看一看，主耶稣在传道的时候，在中午，太阳很热，他就肚子又饿。
If you don't believe, then just look at when Jesus was preaching in the middle of the day when he was very hungry.
他碰到撒玛利亚的妇人，他还有力量跟他传福音呢。
When he saw the Samaritan woman, he still had the strength to preach to her.
要是我的话说啊，等等，我先休息一下子，先吃个饭再来呀。
If it were me, I would say, let's wait a bit so I actually have something to eat, and then we can talk.
虽然主耶稣的外表被一般的世人来看是不美丽的。
Even though the outward appearance of Jesus was not considered pleasing to look at generally.
他没有很好的家世。
He also did not come from a very strong background.
没有什么教育背景，财富的背景。
He did not have strong educational and impressive wealth to begin with.
但是主要是有那个内在美。
But he had inner beauty.
那个内在美的生命力是很充沛的。
And that kind of life from within was very full.
所以虽然我们能看起来他体力已经很疲惫。
So even though from our physical eyes, he seemed to be very tired physically.
但是因为他生命力非常的充盛。
However, the life within him was so bountiful.
所以他要能力再继续执行主耶稣再继续执行神所托付他的工作。
That's why he was able to carry on the work that God has entrusted to him.
所以我们今天所需要的就是内在美。
So what we need today is inner beauty.
因为我们要服侍神。
Because we are serving God.
假如只有那个外在美的话是不足够的。
If we only have outward beauty, that is not enough.
因为那个内在美才是真正生命的来源。
Only inner beauty is the source of life.
好像主耶稣一样。
Just like our Lord Jesus Christ.
那旧约时代有个故事。
There is a story in the Old Testament time.
我们请看列王记下。
Let's refer to 2 Kings.
列王记下第二章。
2 Kings chapter 2.
列王记下第二章十九节。
2 Kings chapter 2 verse 19.
十九节。
Verse 19.
耶利哥城的人啊，对以利沙说：“这城的地势美好，我主看见了，只是水。”恶劣土产不熟而落二十
20
以利沙说、啊、你们拿一个新瓶来装盐给我他们就拿了来给他二十一
21
他出到水源将盐倒在水中说、啊、主如此说、啊、我治好了这水从此必不再使人死也不再使地土、啊、不生产22
于
是那水治好了直到今日正如以利沙所说的耶利哥城的人来对以利沙说
The people of the city of Jericho went to Elisha and said
说这个城的地势很美好很好看有山有水
The situation of the city is very pleasant It has mountain and it has water
要是今天的话来说这个地区的 view 很好房子也很贵
In today's term, this city has a good view, and the house prices are expensive.
可是我主啊，你看看，你已经看到了，你这个眼睛看了可以看得出来啊，的确是很美丽的风景。
But as my Lord sees, this actually is a very beautiful place.
所以地势很美好，是每个人都看得到的。
When we say that this place is nice, and it's something that we can all perceive.
因为它是外表啊，这外在啊，地势起伏高低啊，又有水，有山水，所以非常的美丽。
This is because we can actually see what are the characteristics of this place.
但是呢，水质啊，恶劣啊，土产不熟而落。
But the water is bad and the ground barren.
所以就是有外在美，但是呢，这个水啊，这内在啊，没有。
There are outward beauty, but there aren't sufficient good water.
那水恶劣啊，一般的人不知道不清楚。
When the water is bad, most people don't know about it.
比如说我们加州地区啊，这个气候非常好。
For example, the weather in California is very nice.
那很多人都喜欢搬来加州住。
A lot of people like to move to California.
那但是假如我们加州地区的水质不好。
But if the water quality in California is very bad,
这个游客不知道啊。
The tourists may not know.
游客所能够感觉到的是外在的天气很好。
What they may experience is the weather itself.
但这个水质啊，是住在这个地方的人，他们跟生活有关系的，住在地方的人啊，才能够知道，才清楚。
The quality of the water is more relevant to the people who actually live here in the long term.
因为这是啊。隐藏的，一般的人啊看不出来的。
This is something that is more hidden. It is not easily perceived.
那耶利哥城啊，以前啊曾经受过咒诅。
The city of Jericho was cursed.
说这个水呢，诶，可能啊受过咒诅啊。
It is possible that the water was cursed as well.
水可能有臭味。
Maybe the water was foul smelling.
这个水呢，也可能是大家家里的脏水啊，流到那个河流。
Or maybe the dirty water from people's houses flow into the river itself.
那水是生命的所在地。
Water is actually the source of life.
水流进地表，大家不知道它的情形怎么样。
When the water flows into a place, we don't know what the effect of that.
所以是不易被察觉。
So it's something that is very hard to notice.
它的地势呢是外在的，很清楚的就可以看得见。
However, the land itself is something that is easily perceivable.
所以内在的生命力没有的话，自然就没有外在。
When there is no life within, there is no outwardness.
内在生命力没有的话，它也没有外在的生命力。
When there is no life within, there is no life on the outward.
所以没有内在美的话，事实上也没有外在美。
When there is no inner beauty, in actuality, there is no outward beauty.
有些人啊，看起来外表不怎么样。
Some people may not seem attractive on the outside.
但是那个内在美啊，非常美好。
But their inner beauty is wonderful.
有那个内在生命力。
They have inner life.
做让你感觉啊，你很喜欢跟他做朋友。
It makes you want to be friend with this person.
因为跟他在一起的话，你会觉得很舒服。
Because you feel very comfortable around this person.
你会沾染着他那一股喜乐。
You actually would like to dip into the joyfulness this experience, this person exudes.
也会沾染他的平安。
You want to be a part of the peace that he has.
所以跟他在一起，你会觉得，哎，这个人很有智慧。
You will feel that this person is very wise.
啊，值得跟他交往。
It's actually worthy of being with this person.
可是虽然外面呢，并没有什么地方让我们羡慕的地方。
Even though this person may not have the outward attractiveness,
但这个内在生命力非常强盛。
But the life from within is so strong.
啊，这个就是我们所要追求的。
This is something we need to pursue.
我记得有一年呢，我曾经看一个电视的节目。
I remember one year I watched a TV program.
啊，这个电视节目是跟 FBI 啊有相关联。
This program was related to FBI.
因为他是把历年啊所有那个发生过刑案啊，现在搬上荧幕。
Because what it was trying to do is to bring up all the cases that happened in the past.
啊，有一个先生啊，他人长得非常的英俊。
There was a gentleman who was very handsome looking.
啊，他有一天啊到海边啊那边散步。
One day, he was jogging on the beach.
啊，他就跟一位小姐说：“哎，我的车子坏了，能不能够帮帮我修车子？”
He told a lady that my car has been broken down. Can you help me repair my car?
就是需要帮忙的意思啊。
Just to ask for her help.
啊，这个小姐看哇，这个先生那么的英俊潇洒，哇，这个哪里去找？这个机会来了，能够跟做好朋友。
The lady was thinking, well, this guy is so handsome. This is a rare opportunity. I want to make friend with him.
说这个小姐就跟他走。
So this lady went with him.
啊，这个后来发展到小姐就跟这个先生啊，就一起上车子。
And so later on, this lady went into the car of this.
啊，可能车子已经修好了。
Perhaps the car was already repaired.
所以他们就去兜风啊。
So they went and take a drive around.
啊，兜风的同时，这个男的就一巴掌，好像用一个木板啊，就将那个女生啊就打过去，那个女的就晕倒了。
What happened was this guy hit her with a piece of wood, and that made her faint.
然后就把她埋葬到一个。很偏僻的森林的地方。
And then he buried her in a very remote area.
啊，这个男的不只是杀死这个女生，还杀死很多女生。
He not only killed her, but many other ladies.
啊，为什么他能够吸引那么多的女生，而且能够杀害她们
？Why is it that he was able to like attract so many women？
就是因为他有那个外在的美貌。
It was because he had this outward attractiveness.
但这个内在啊，却是非常丑陋。
But his inside is very ugly.
我想那个女生，假如当时要被打的那一刹那哈，她就说：“哇，你原来是那么凶啊！”
If she realized that he was as fierce as the time that he hit her before him,
这个男生啊，后来被抓进监牢里。
So then she would not have gone with him, and later on he was being in prison.
啊，记者就去访问他。
Then reporters went to interview him.
他还是整脸是很，就那个很 nice 的脸呢、啊。
He still looked very nice.
他就说：“你看我像是杀人的样子吗？”
He said, "Do I look like somebody who would kill someone?"
但是那个内心的丑恶啊。这个、有的人看不出来
，But some people cannot see the ugliness within.
因此，没有内在的生命力的，你外在再好都没用的。
So when there is no life within, doesn't matter how good looking we are on the outside.
有一位我们邻居啊
，Our neighbor，
这位中国的太太啊，嫁给一位美国人。
Was actually a Chinese lady who married to a Caucasian husband.
啊，这位中国太太老是说她的外貌啊并不是很好。
She's actually not a very fine looking.
但是她先生啊，很英俊潇洒。
But the husband was very handsome.
啊，先生又比这个太太年轻很多。
And the husband is actually much younger than she is.
那在我们来讲，这个两个人怎么能够相配？
So we were thinking, how would they match each other?
但是先生很疼太太。
But the husband really cherishes the wife.
所以换句话说，一定这个太太有什么地方啊，来吸引着他的先生呢？
In other words, this wife must have something that really attracted him.
而且外在呢，并没有什么。
Because outwardly, she really did not
look like
something.
她有很美好的内在。
So there must be some inner beauty.
啊，这个内在呢，被她先生发现了。
And it was discovered by her husband.
他先生就深爱着她
，so the husband really loved her。
所以那一种爱才是实际的。
That kind of love is practical。
因为他发现她的内在美是很漂亮的。
Because he noticed that she has this inner beauty that is great。
以前以色列人呢、啊，他们建造会堂以后
，In the past when the Israelites built the temple，
当然他们的圣殿非常的雄伟。
Their temple was very grand looking。
圣经说啊，那是用美石来建造，很美丽的石头来建造的。
The Bible said that they used very beautiful stone to build the temple.
因此他们就以会堂啊为傲。
So they were actually boastful of their temple.
啊，他们说我们的会堂啊很美丽。
They said that our temple is very beautiful.
所以他们在祷告的时候说，哦，我们的会堂很漂亮啊。
In the prayer, they said that our temple is very beautiful.
那事实上，那些以色列百姓他们都离开神了。
But in actuality, the Israelites already departed from God.
他们还说我们的会堂很漂亮。
They still said our temple is beautiful.
神就说啊，那个会堂漂亮有什么用？
And God said, "What use is it when your temple is beautiful?"
假设只重外在美不重内在美的话，最后那个能力会失去。
If we only place emphasis on the outward beauty and not focus on the inner beauty, then eventually our strength will leave us.
我们来看马太福音。
Let's refer to Matthew
21 章
chapter 21.
马大福音21章十二节。
Matthew chapter 21 verse 12.
马太福音21章十二节。
Matthew chapter 21 verse 12.
主耶稣进了神的殿呢，赶出殿里一切做买卖的人，推倒兑换银钱的人的桌子，和卖鸽子之人的凳子。对他们说啊，经上记着说啊，我的殿必成为祷告的殿，你们到时它成为贼窝的十四。在殿里有瞎眼瘸子，到耶稣跟前啊，耶稣就治好了他们。圣殿是很雄伟的
，Holy Temple was very grand，
但是呢，里边呢、啊、充满着做买卖的人。
But inside this place was filled with people who sell。
所以圣殿已经被俗化了。
Therefore, the temple was already made profane.
可是大家都习以为常。
And everyone thought it was very common.
因为没有人说不妥的。
Because nobody would say that is not right.
所以一个错误的动作做久了，大家会习以为然。
When something that is wrong is being repeated over and over, people will think that is fine.
所以万一教会有一天呢、啊、做了决定不对的。啊，假如没有改正的话，后来啊也变成很自然了、啊，很正常。
If the church makes a wrong decision and it was not corrected, after it's been done for a while, then people will think that it is fine to do so.
耶稣说, 我的殿必作为祷告的殿，那你们却是使它成为贼窝了。
Jesus said, my house shall be called a house of prayer, but you have made it a den of thieves.
啊, 殿里面有一些必须要帮忙的瞎子啊，瘸子啊， 要接受医治。
There are blind and lame who are to be healed.
应该在圣殿里头按照所罗门的时代所祷告的祷告词是说神啊我们在圣殿里头向你悔改啊你的恩典就在你的我们身上有病的得医治
According to the prayer of Solomon at the time of dedication, that this is the place where they would come to pray to God and God would then heal them.
那是因为神跟他们同在啊。
And that was because God was with them.
只要离开神,
if they depart from God, then this temple would have no power.
你看这个瞎子啊, 瘸腿的,
you can see that the blind and the lame were not healed.
这个就只注重外在的，不注重内在的结果，就是这样子。
This is what happened when you only place emphasis on the outside but not the inside.
而且外在是很美丽，很吸引人的。
Because even though the outside can attract people,
而今天很多教会呢,
just like today, there are many churches that use the outward activities to attract people.
所以表面上看起来好像是很热闹。
So on the surface, it seems that the church is very lively.
但事实上啊, 这个对生命力的改造是不是有帮助呢?
But is there really a help in terms of changing a person's life?
不一定有帮助。
It may not be the case.
像当时那么辉煌的圣殿呢，对于这个瞎子瘸腿的有什么帮助啊？
Just like such glorious temple at the time, it did not have any help or any impact on the blind and the lame.
啊，不能够帮助他们。
It could really not help them.
所以当时耶利哥的水啊，水质很恶劣。
The water of city of Jericho was bad.
但是假如水质好的话，就能够改造他们的生命。If
the water were good, then it would be able to change their lives.
因为他们就能够喝很好的水，生命就健康。Because
then they would be able to drink a good water and enjoy good health.
他们就能够享受平安跟喜乐。Then
they would be able to enjoy peace and joy.
然后就有能力去改造他们的地势。
And then they would have the strength to change the ground.
说念赞美好，以后就能够去改造外在美。
When we have inner beauty, then we can affect our outward beauty.
那他们就来找伊丽莎。So
they went to Elijah.
啊，他们为什么不去找别人？
Why did they not look for someone else?
因为水的问题对我们今天来讲，就是一个属灵的问题。
Because the problem of the water is actually a spiritual problem to us today.
那属灵问题就要用属灵的方法来解决。
If it is a spiritual problem, it needs to have the spiritual method in order to solve it.
那今天社会上问题啊，其实很多都是属灵的问题。
Today, a lot of societal problems are actually spiritual problems.
尤其是夫妻不和。
Especially the disharmony between husband and wife.
啊，离婚的原因就是因为夫妻不和。
One of the reasons that people divorce is because the husband and wife don't see eye to eye anymore.
那为什么不和就离婚呢?
Why is it that they would divorce over disharmony?
那他们找了很多专家来帮助啊。
They look for many specialists to help them.
还是不能够使夫妻复原。
But it's not able to bring them back together.
因为他们的辅导方法并不是圣经的方法。
This is because their counseling method is not the biblical method.
不合当然就分开了。If
it is not according to the biblical method, or if they're not in harmony, of course they would leave each other.
但是一个人假设跟神的关系良好的话,
but if a person's relationship with God is well,
他就跟人的关系就很好,
then he will have a good relationship with men.
所以最根本的问题就是属灵的问题。
So, the actual problem, the very fundamental problem, is a spiritual one.
那属灵问题就要去找伊丽莎。
When there is a spiritual problem, they need to find Elijah.
找别人是没用的。
Because finding others would not do any good.
所以属灵问题就要找属灵的人。
So with spiritual problem, we need to look for a spiritual person.
那有人问谁是属灵的人？
Some people ask, who is spiritual?
大家都很谦虚啊，都说哇，我不够属灵。
Everyone
不要来找我,
is very modest, saying that, don't come look for me because I'm not spiritual.
哦, 那找过来就要找谁啊?
then who do we look for?
那我们大家总是要找一个人来解决问题啊。
We need to look for somebody to help solve problems.
那有时候我们教会也是，像教会的行政问题啊，其实也是一个属灵的问题。
Sometimes the administration problem of the church is also a spiritual problem.
很多时候我们是为了属这个行政问题在讨论。
A lot of times we have long discussion because of administrative issues.
但是追根究底还是属灵的问题。
When we actually look to the very end, it is still a spiritual problem.
尤其啊，这是一个属灵的教会。
Especially when this is a spiritual church.
那我们看到底是谁是属灵的？我们要去找那些属灵的人来帮忙。
Let's look at who is the spiritual one that we should look for.
要找错人的话，可能是越帮越忙。
Because if we look for the wrong person, then the problem will worsen.
啊，不然本来啊不想离婚啊，已经辅导以后啊，他们就想离婚。
Maybe they were not planning to get divorced, but after being counseled, they decided to get a divorce.
啊，因为找错人。
Because they found the wrong counselor.
我们看加拉太书第六章。
Let's refer to Galatians chapter 6.
第六章第一节。
Galatians chapter 6 verse 1.
六章的第一节。
Chapter 6 verse 1.
弟兄们，若有人偶然被过犯所胜，你们属灵的人就当用温柔的心把他挽回过来，又当自己小心，恐怕也被引诱了。这边说，若有人偶然被过犯所胜，就是有人软弱。
If a man is overtaken in any trespass, that means if a person is weak.
因为软弱的结果，所以就跟人之间的人际关系不好。
And if the person is weak, as a result, he may have a bad relationship with men.
因为心没有基督的爱。
When the heart is without the love of Christ,
没有基督耶稣怜悯的心肠,
without the heart of compassion of Christ,
看别人都不顺眼,
he would not actually find it comfortable or pleasing to look at another person.
很难沟通,
it's very hard to communicate.
说这个是软弱啊,
this is weakness.
有人被过犯所胜, 我们属灵的人, 这边提到属灵的人。
If a man is overtaken in any trespass, then you who are spiritual,So here it talked about a spiritual person.
说属灵的人啊，就用温柔的心把他挽回过来。
This person need to restore such a one, in a spirit of gentleness.
说属灵的人啊，就是要信仰坚定的人。
A spiritual person is one who is very strong in his spirituality, in his faith.
那属灵的人也要爱心呢。
And a spiritual person also needs to be, loving.
那属灵的人呢、啊，要小心哦。他说，要小心了、啊，不然自己会被引诱。
It also says here that a spiritual person need to consider lest he also be tempted.
那属灵的人要经常警醒祷告。
A spiritual person needs to be watchful and pray always.
我们归纳属灵的人有三个特质。
There are three characteristics of a spiritual person.
第一个是信仰坚定。
The first is that he has a strong faith and belief.
第二个是有爱心的人。
The second is that he's a loving person.
第三个是经常警醒祷告的人。
The third is that he's always watchful and pray often.
我们只要是有问题啊，就是要去找这些人来帮忙。
When we have problems, we need to look for these people to solve.
因为他这里信仰很坚定。
Because they're strong in the faith.
他能够抓住信仰圣经的原则。
They can grasp onto the principle of the Bible.
那他不会责备人。
They would not rebuke people.
他用爱心来劝告。
They would use love to admonish them.
以实际的行动去帮助某一个人。
They would use their action to help someone realistically.
不只是啊用嘴唇而已的。
And they're not just giving lip service.
还是要经常为着我们祷告的人。
There are also people who pray for us and intercede for us always.
这个叫属灵的人。
This is a spiritual person.
属灵的人才能够解决属灵的事情。
Only a spiritual person can solve spiritual matters.
那改造属灵的生命要增加这个生命有几个步骤。
To change a spiritual life actually requires several steps.
就是我们增加内在美的三个步骤。
And this is the three steps that are required to increase inner beauty.
那请看回来列王记下第二章。
Let's refer back to 2 Kings chapter 2.
列王记下第二章。
2 Kings chapter 2.
二十节。
Verse
20. 以利沙说，你们拿一个新瓶来装盐给我，他们就拿来给他。然后二十一。
21.
出到水源，将盐倒在水中，说神说如此啊， 我治好了这水啊。所以这个三个步骤是什么？
What are the three steps mentioned here?
第一个步骤呢，就是要拿新瓶子。
The first step is to bring a new bowl.
新瓶子是空的。
A new bowl is empty.
我们每一个人都是神的器皿。
Every one of us is a vessel of God.
这个器皿必须要倒空。
This vessel must be empty.
有时候我们瓶子里面装了自己的东西。
Sometimes our bowl is filled with part of ourselves.
装了自己的思想观念。
We put our thoughts, our concept in this bowl.
装了自己的感情意志。
It put our emotion and our mindset in there.
装着自己的好恶，自己的习惯，自己的喜好。
It actually contained our likings and our preference.
自己的时空经验。
It also includes our own experience.
有时候是自己的优越感还是自卑感。
And sometimes it even includes our own sense of superiority or a low self-esteem.
自己的失败，自己的挫折。
Our own failures, our own obstacles.
还是自己的成就。
Or our own achievement.
这些都是我嘛，都是自己的，自己是自我。
These are all part of ourselves.
所以里面装的都是我。
So what it has is us.
很少其他的人的。
Not others.
我们先说把这个我呢全部倒空。
We need to empty this element of us.
倒空要神才有在我们 心中才有空间来运作。
Only when it is empty, then God would be able to have space in us to do His work.
圣灵才能够在我们内心来当主宰的功用。
And the Holy Spirit would be able to be the Lord over us from within.
来改造我们的生命。
And to change our life.
主耶稣他是虚己啊。
Our Lord Jesus emptied Himself.
所以虚己就刚刚讲的用英文就是倒空自己。
In other words, he was actually very modest from within.
今天的教科书告诉我们的就是要膨胀自己。
The books today tell us that we need to elevate ourselves.
但是要得到神的恩典必须要倒空自己。
But to receive God's grace, we must empty ourselves.
虽然今天的社会没有教导我们要谦卑。
The society today does not teach modesty.
我们在教科书里头找不到谦卑这两个字。
We cannot find the word humility in books easily today.
我们只要去书局的话，可以看到那个书架上很多的书是要如何来增加我们的这个 self image 啊。
When you go to a bookstore, you will see section of books on improving our self image.
如何推销自己
？How do we sell ourselves？
因为膨胀过度。
Because we elevate ourselves too much,
有时候就变成欺骗。
We become a liar.
有时候那个履历表很多时候是假的。
Sometimes our resume boasts more than what it is worth.
其实，在公司上班只有一年。
We might have only worked 1 year at our company.
结果在履历表说他在公司上班五年。
But the resume may say we actually worked there 5 years.
所以每一个人都想膨胀自己。
Everyone wants to boast of themselves.
这种思想观念是从小学就开始。
This kind of concept started in elementary school.
这个是资本主义的产物啊。
This is actually the result of a very self-centered society.
但是要怎么来改变我们生命力？
But how do we actually bring about this life, this true life?
那就是要重新洗牌啊，把这些不好的全部丢掉。
We need to have a reset and throw away everything that is bad.
把神的话装在我们内心呢。
To put the word of God in our heart.
神的话有时候表面上看起来好像跟今天的社会是脱节。
On the surface, the word of God may seem to be disjointed from the society.
因此有人认为我们不应该再读旧约圣经呢。
That's why some people say that we should not read the Old Testament anymore.
因为旧约圣经已经跟现在这个时代脱节了。
Because the Old Testament is already very disjointed from today's society.
旧约圣经还在谈那些打打杀杀。
Because it still talked about, or it talked about wars and killing each other.
但是真的是这样子吗？
But is that truly the case?
旧约圣经是充满着神的智慧。
The Old Testament contains wisdoms of God beyond beliefs. When we just read Genesis chapter 1, you can see there is a fullness of God's wisdom in it. Only when we are able to empty ourselves can the word of God come in. We'll take an example here.
创世纪里面说神创造白天跟晚上。
In Genesis, it mentioned that God created day and night.
就是神有晚上再有白天。
There is night and then followed by day.
每天都是这样子。
Every day was like that.
我们现在是只有两个选择，一个晚上一个白天。
So today, we only have these two options, either day or night.
但是这两个做够我们用啊。
But these two are sufficient for us to use.
所以这个是告诉我们什么?
What is this telling us?
我们只要是把神的话装在里头,
if we put the word of God inside,
这神的智慧让我们用不完啊,
then the wisdom of God is way more than what we need.
第一个我们的生活作息要有生活作息啊, 白天出去上班, 晚上要睡觉啊。
First, we need to have a daily routine where we work during the day and we rest during the night.
假如相反的话,我们很辛苦啊。
If we reverse it, it becomes very difficult.
晚上上班, 白天睡觉, 这个很辛苦啊。
To work at night and to sleep during the day is more difficult.
有些时候对身体不好啊。
Sometimes it's even bad for the body.
有时候年轻人短期间看不出来这个问题, 但是有时候长时间看起来有时候会产生问题。
When we experience this in a younger age, we may not see the effect yet, but in an older age, you may see the effect more. This is because the wisdom that God has given us is that we must work during the day and rest during the night. The wisdom that God has left us is very simple. Day is day and night is night. But today, human complicates things.
我们看有时候出去吃buffet那个菜太多了，你怎么也不知道怎么去选择。
It's like sometimes when we go to a buffet because there are so many options, we don't know what to choose.
我们有时候要先走一趟，对不对？那么多菜，先走一下子看，等一下出些什么东西。
We tend to like to walk around and look at all of our options first.
做太多的选择，对自己来讲就是一种压力。
When we have too many options, it becomes a pressure to us.
你看，只要是那个学生啊，他们高中毕业以后要去申请学校大学。
For example, the high school students need to apply to college.
如果一间大学接受他,
if one school, one university accepted him,
那他就没办法，他只要去那间呢，很轻松，很简单，就是去那里。
Then his choice is very relaxing because he only has one option.
但是只要有10间学校让他们去选择的话,
but if he had 10 schools that accepted him,
哇，那就头痛啊,
then he would have a headache.
你看有时候我们会接到弟兄姐妹打电话来说，哎，你们住在那个学校怎么样啊？啊，我的孩子那边也有，那边也有，哦，他父母亲也不知道怎么做决定啊。
Sometimes we get calls asking us, like, how is the school, you know, in that particular school in Chicago? Because my children got accepted to different school and they're trying to figure out which one is better.
所以太多的选择啊，对我们来讲，表面看起来好像很好。
Too many options may seem good.
因为人就是喜欢选择。
This is because we like options and choices.
所以亚当夏娃也是一样啊。
It's the same with Adam and Eve.
神说园中里面的各样果子你可以随意吃。
God said to them that you can eat of the fruit of any tree in the garden.
但那个善的树上果子不要吃。
Except for the tree of good and of the knowledge of good and evil.
他们觉得那个其他的果树这个还不够啊，他们还要再看一看这个善的树上果子到底是怎么滋味。
They felt that all the other trees were not enough. They were wondering what this particular tree would taste like.
结果把自己的生活弄得很复杂。
Then they made their lives complicated.
那你看神很简单的，晚上白天，晚上白天。
If you look at what God did, He made it very simple. There's only day or night.
就告诉我们有个简单的生活。
It is telling us that we need to have a simple life.
所以神的智慧是让我们够用啊，我们只要是去享用它的话。
So what we are provided by God as His wisdom is more than sufficient.
主耶稣来啊，是带着恩典而来呀。
When Jesus came, He brought with Him His grace.
神的恩典就让我们跟主耶稣恩典就让我们跟神和好。
His grace had allowed us to be reconciled to God.
让我们有机会重新来读旧约圣经。
So that we have the opportunity to read the Old Testament again.
旧约圣经是充满着神的智慧。
The Old Testament is filled with the wisdom of God.
主要把我们的瓶子啊，把它倒空啊。
We need to empty our bowl.
才能够装盐。
So it can actually have salt in it.
啊，这个水才能够得到医治。
Then the water can be healed.
我们内在面才会更美好。
Then our inner beauty will be more wonderful.
我们的生命力才会更丰盛。
Then our life will be stronger.
啊，这个瓶子里面是要装盐的。
This bowl is to have salt in it.
啊，装盐就是和睦，要跟其他人和睦。
To put salt means that we need to be in peace with others.
请看马可福音第九章。
Let's refer to Mark chapter 9.
马可福音第九章。
Mark chapter 9.
五十节
，verse 50。
五十
，50。
盐本是好的，若失了味，可用什么叫它再咸呢？你们里头应当有盐，彼此和睦。这个盐的道理啊，是告诉我们要彼此和睦。
The teaching of salt is that we need to have peace with one another.
啊，彼此和睦有时候听起来很简单。
Sometimes it seems like it's very easy to say to have peace with one another.
可是有时候光是一句话，我们说对不起，我们都讲不出来。
But other times it's very difficult to even say I'm sorry.
啊，对不起，有时候不是完全对方的错哈，还是说我们的错才去跟对方说对不起。有时候我们没错，也要跟对方说对不起。
To say sorry does not mean that we are at fault or are partially at fault, but even when we're not at fault, we say, I'm sorry.
当我们错了之后，要跟别人说对不起啊，可能比较简单。
It is easier, perhaps, for us to apologize when we are at fault.
但是当我们对别人错了之后，要跟别人说对不起就不简单了。
But when it is not our fault, it is difficult for us to say, I'm sorry.
啊，请看马太福音。
Let's turn to Matthew.
马太福音第五章。
Matthew chapter 5.
马太福音第五章二十三节。
Chapter 5, verse 23.
第五章二十三节。
Chapter 5, verse 23.
所以你在祭坛上献礼物的时候，若想起弟兄向你怀怨啊，不是你怀怨弟兄，是弟兄向你怀怨，那怎么办呢？就把礼物留在坛前，先去跟弟兄和好，然后再来献礼物。
And verse 24.
圣经告诉我们很清楚，有一个原则。
The Bible gives a very clear principle.
因为软弱的人，他大概不会来找我们呢。
Those who are weak would not come look for us.
他一定会是很气我们。
They would be angry at us.
啊，就是他错的，我们对他会很气我们的。
If they are wrong, then we're also angry at them.
不是，他也会很气我们呢。
Oh, then they would actually be angry at us.
就是我们没错的话，他也会气，因为他很软弱。
Because they're weak, they would be angry at us, even though it's their fault.
那这个时候怎么办呢？
Then what should we do at this time?
说我们要去跟他和好啊。
It says here that we need to be first reconciled.
怎么和好？就是说声对不起呀。
How do we reconcile? We need to apologize.
对不起，我让你产生误会，我没有这个意思。
I'm sorry, I caused a misunderstanding. I do not intend this.
虽然我们有很好的意思。
Even though we may, intended to be well.
但是有时候因为话语表达的不清楚。
But perhaps it was not clearly communicated.
所以让对方产生误会。
So it caused misunderstanding in the other person.
啊，这个是我们的错啊。
This is actually also
our wrong. 所以我们有很好的心。
We may have very good intention.
所以我们要去跟别人说对不起。
So that's why we would, say sorry to the other person.
啊，对不起是很便宜的。
It is actually a very,
不需要用钱去买啊。
It's free to say I'm sorry.
啊，有时候我们要为了和好，赶快去买个东西送给他。
Sometimes when we want to reconcile, we would buy a gift.
啊，有时候他还不接受啊。
Sometimes they would not even accept the gift.
啊，我们说对不起。
We say I'm sorry.
这是圣经所告诉我们的原则。
This is the principle that the Bible has told us.
啊，这是盐的功用啊。
This is the function of salt.
那当我们跟人之间的关系改善了。
When our relationship with men improves,
我们就很平安啊。
Then we will have peace.
我们就没有敌人，没有仇敌。
We will have no enemies.
那真的，我们的生命力就会很充沛。
Then the strength of our life will be very bountiful.
有的人啊不能够去啊某些教会。
Some people cannot go to certain churches.
因为那个教会有那个他不喜欢的人。
Because those churches have people that they don't like.
啊，他不喜欢去，因为去会看到他。
Therefore, they don't like to go to those churches.
啊，有时候这个家庭聚会的时候，某些人啊，就是不能够去哪一家。
During the family service, some people cannot go to certain houses.
那很辛苦啊。
That's very difficult.
你看别人都很高兴的去。
Well, everyone else is very joyfully going.
那为什么他不能去呢？
But why can they not go?
因为他心里面没有平安呢，心里面在怀恨着。
This is because they don't have peace inside. They harbor some dislike.
所以当一个人啊，不能够饶恕别人。
When a person is not able to forgive,
啊，不能够产生盐的功用的时候。
When a person is not able to produce the function of salt,
那其实内心很痛苦的。
It's actually very difficult inside.
啊，这次有位辅导员他自己在分享啊，他跟他的姐妹相处的经过。
One time, this time there is a sister, a counselor, who shared about her interaction with her sisters.
因为他有，他跟他妹妹哈，他跟他妹妹两个个性不一样。
She and her younger sister have very different personality.
所以经常小时候就经常吵架。
That's why they would quarrel very frequently when they were younger.
因此啊，她就很不喜欢她妹妹。
That's why she really did not like her.
她妹妹也不喜欢她。
Her younger sister did not like her either.
所以两个人从此就没有说话。
And from that point on, they rarely spoke to each other.
虽然住在同一个屋檐底下。
Even though they live under the same roof.
但是两个不说话。
But they would not speak to each other.
两个有时候同时进餐，但是两个不说话。
When they were so competitive or angry at each other, they would not speak.
啊，你看他们是不是过得很舒服啊？没有啊。
Do you really think they were living in peace and in comfort?
两个内心都没有平安。
Both of them.Neither of them actually had peace.
一直到几年以前
Until several years ago,
她长大了，然后听道理以后
when she was grown up and she heard the word of God,
圣灵帮助她
the Holy Spirit helped her,
让她觉得她应该要跟妹妹和好，跟她说对不起。
It made her feel that she needto be reconciled with her younger sister and to apologize.
虽然她妹妹那时候还是不理她。
Even though her younger sister did not pay attention to her.
但她内心已经释放了。
But in her heart, she was already released.
过了一阵子以后呢，她的妹妹就回应她。
After,
也跟她和好了。
After a period of time, her sister also responded and reconciled with her.
所以现在全家都很喜乐。
So now the whole household was very joyful.
这个姐妹她说是把盐啊，把她自己的瓶子倒空，然后装进盐里头。
The sister,
装进盐在瓶子里头。
The sister was able to empty her bowl and put salt in it.
所以结果呢，就全家乐融融。
As a result, the family was experiencing joy.
圣经告诉我们说，把那个盐哈倒在水源之处。
The Bible says that the salt was to be put onto the source of the water.
一定要倒到水源之处才会产生功效。
It needs to be put at the source of the water to be effective.
这个水源之处是什么意思呢？
What does the source of the water mean?
就是那个源头。
That is where it
begins. 那个源头是什么地方？就是我们的心。
And where it begins is where our heart is.
就是要倒在我们的内心里头啊。
We need to put it into our heart.
有时候人啊，要不要做只是一时的观念而已的。
Sometimes whether we want to do something is just a matter of a split of a second.
好像这位姐妹她们不和好。
Just like the sister who was not in good term with her sister.
因为她在想说，你那么坏，我怎么可能跟你和好
？Because in her mind she was thinking, "You're so evil. How can I be nice to you?"
你很讨厌，我不肯跟你说话。
And you are so you really dislike me. How can I speak to you?
你这个人很不可理喻啊，讲不通的。
And you are so unreasonable. Why would I even try to?
我为什么要跟你说话
？Why would I talk to you?
所以她心里面已经这样想了。
So her heart was already thinking that.
她心里面已经被自己打败了。
His heart was already defeated by herself.
因为她没有想要做。
Because she didn't want. She didn't think to do it.
她不想去企图啊，企图。 解脱这种枷锁，这种捆绑。
Because she didn't think that she needs to resolve this bondage.
后来她想。
But later on, she thought about it.
想着圣灵感动她，她靠着圣灵的帮助，她就得到解脱了。
When the Holy Spirit helped her, and relying on the Holy Spirit, she was able to come out of it.
所以我们要改变我们生命，就是要先改变我们的思想观念。
So in order to really change something, we need to change the way that we think.
因为我们的思想观念会决定我们的态度。
Because the way of thinking will determine our attitude.
我们的态度会决定我们的反应。
Our attitude will determine our reaction.
你看有的孩子呢，很乖啊，父母再怎么骂他，他不会回嘴的。
Sometimes you will notice kids that are very, very good.No matter what the parents say, they will never talk back.
因为他心里面所想的就是妈妈爱他，才会骂他。
Because in their heart, they were thinking, my mother loves me, that's why they are scolding me.
可是有的孩子只要心里面没有这个观念，
But if the kids don't have this concept,
他就会觉得妈妈啰嗦。
Then they will feel that the mother is being too
wordy. 妈妈都是要找我麻烦。
And that she's trying to find trouble.
所以他妈妈一骂的话，他心里面马上有一个这个。防卫的心。
And as soon as the mother is scolding, the kid would be defensive.
就是马上啊顶回去。
And try to talk back right away.
那有时候人跟人之间相处也是这样子。
Sometimes this is the case between a person and another.
因为内心的骄傲，所以老是有个防备的心。
Because of the pride in us, we always are very defensive.
那只要是内心啊柔和谦卑。
However, if we are lowly and gentle inside,
他的态度就很好。
Then our attitude will be different.
那他的反应啊就会不一样。
Our reaction will be different.
啊，这种人啊，就内心啊充满着生命力。
And this type of people will have bountifulness of life.
啊，就是内在美。
And it will have inner beauty.
啊，我相信我们大家都喜欢跟这种人做朋友。
I believe we all like to be friends with people like that.
啊，神也喜欢跟这种人做朋友。
God also like to be friends with people like that.
那神呢，他亲自宣布说已经治好了这个水。
God actually said, you need to heal this water.
啊，不再有死亡。
And there shall be no more death.
不再有哀哭。
There shall be no more weeping.
我们看启示录。
Let's refer to Revelation.
启示录二十一章。
Revelation chapter 21.
二十一章二十七节。
Chapter 21, verse 27.Verse 27.
凡不洁净的跟那可行可憎的虚妄之事，转步了进那城，只有名字写在生羔羊生命册的才得进去。再看二十二章第一节。
Chapter 22, verse 1.
天使又指示我说，在城内的街道上有一道生命水的河，明亮如水晶，从神和羔羊的宝座流出来。第二，在河这边与河那边有生命树，结十二样果子，那每月都结果子，树上的叶子乃为治。医治万民，以后再没有做主，在城里有神和羔羊的宝座，他的仆人都要侍奉他。我们再请看二十一章。
Chapter 21.
启示录二十一章。
Revelation chapter 21.
二十一章的第四节。
Verse 4.
那神要擦去他们一切的眼泪，不再有死亡，也不再有悲哀、哭嚎、疼痛，因为以前的事都已经过去了。因为生命已经更新了，所以一切都过去了。
Because the life is renewed, so all the sadness had been gone.
那二十二章的第一节到第四节这边有河流。
In chapter 22, there is a river.
啊，河流有树啊。
And by the river, there was a tree.
啊，这个叶子可以作为治病。
And the leaves of this tree were for the healing.
那这个结果。就是好像二十一章第四节说，神就擦去我们的眼泪了，不再有死亡，没有悲哀，也没有哭嚎、疼痛。
And the effect of this is that, as recorded in chapter 1, verse 4, that God will wipe away every tear from their eyes, and there shall be no more death, nor sorrow, nor crying.
所以大家都被盐所医治的。
Because everyone has been healed by the salt.
没有人再会被受伤害。
No one will be injured anymore.
有时候我们会去伤害别人啊。
Sometimes we injure others.
现在我们已经装盐了。
But now we have been filled with salt.
盐导致我们的心思意念。
The salt has permeated our thinking and our thoughts.
我们思想观念都变了，都更新了。
Our way of thinking has completely changed.
我们都有一个正面的想法。
We have a very positive outlook.
我们把负面的想法都已经拿掉了。
We have already removed all the negative thinking.
所以从此以后都改观了。
So from that point on, we have been changed. From that point on, brothers and sisters would not shed tears anymore. Because we will no longer injure anyone else. We would not experience sorrow. There is no more death. When there is pain, when there is injury, there will be death.
So in Isaiah,
In the book of Isaiah, it mentioned that in the mountain of God, there are different types of animals.
那些动物啊，本来是有些动物是很凶猛的，会伤害人的。
Some of those animals were very fierce and would be very destructive.
那因为神的道哈，神的话好像海洋充水啊，这个充满这个海洋。
But the word of God is just like the water that fills the ocean.
所以那些动物就不伤人呢。
That's why those animals would not cause any
harm. 也不害物哈，不害物。
And they actually
这是一个很和平的世界。
They actually live in peace.
这个就是一个属灵教会的写照。
This is actually the scenery of a spiritual church.
所以真正每一个人增进内在美。
So this is where everyone would have the inner beauty.
靠着圣灵帮助培养我们内在美。
We need to rely on the Holy Spirit to cultivate this inner beauty.
让我们生命力很充盛。
So that our life may be bountiful.
能够让别人得到医治。
So that others may be healed.
也能够医治我们自己的心。
And we can also heal our heart.
所以整个教会就没有人会再会被受伤害。
Then the church will no longer have any injury.
没有悲哀，就没有人会抱怨。
There's no more weeping and there's no more complaint.
哎，没有人会掉眼泪，就说到哭。
And no one will shed any more tears.
也没有人会被受伤害到的，不来教会的，就灵性到死亡啊。
No one will actually experience a harm to the point where they would not come to church and thus experience spiritual death.
这些事都不会发生的。
None of these things would happen anymore.
因为大家都有一个很好的内在美。
Because everyone has inner beauty.
啊，最后请看彼得前书。
Lastly, let's turn to 1 Peter.
彼得前书第三章。
1 Peter chapter 3.
第三章第二节
，Chapter 3, verse 2。
这正是因为你们有贞洁的品性和敬畏的心呢、啊，你们不要以外面的辫头发、戴金饰、穿美衣为装饰，只要心里啊里面存着长久温柔安静的心为装饰，这在神的面前是极其宝贵的。啊，这是我们追求的目标。
This is the goal of our pursuit。
啊，虽然表面上看起来好像是只是为了姐妹而讲的。
On the surface, it seems that it's speaking only to the wives.
但事实上也是对着所有的弟兄姐妹而说的。
But it's actually speaking to all the brothers and sisters.
要敬畏的心。
To have a heart that fears.
要敬畏的心呢，不会去伤害到别人。
When we have the a God-fearing heart, we would not harm others.
因为他的话里头有言。
Because the words spoken are
filled with salt. 他所说的话都是恩言嘛，恩言。
And the words would be actually gentle words.
啊，就 gracious,
gracious words. 啊，
有恩典在里头啊。
Because the words were filled with grace.
啊，都是造就人的好话。
And they are words that edify others.
会滋润人的心灵。
It will actually replenish the heart.
会安慰伤心的人。
It will comfort the sad.
会鼓励灰心的人。
It will actually encourage those who are disappointed.
会扶助软弱的人。
It will help those who are weak.
啊，这个教会就很和乐。
Then the church will be in harmony.
啊，这是我们大家都追求的目标。
This is the goal that we all pursue.
我们已经有外在美了。
We already have outward beauty.
会堂也很漂亮。
Our chapel is beautiful.
啊，大家都有天使的脸。
Everyone has the face of an angel.
啊，但是呢，我们在加强一个内心的改造工程。
But we can strengthen the work of a building this inner beauty.
就更漂亮了。
Then we can be even more beautiful.
啊，唱诗。
Let's sing hymn.